Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Now listen, I've never one time in my life thought when the fiery trial came that it was strange. Never one time in my life was I not surprised by the fiery trial, not one time. I've always been surprised. I've always been come on, let's be honest. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Let's be honest. I'm always surprised. It seems like it comes out of nowhere. But here's the thing. Trials come to each and every one of us. Scripture says there's no temptation that's not common to man, that our brothers and sisters have been tempted just like we have. God doesn't bring the trials, but God will use the trials to perfect us. And I know some of you are like, I'm fine the way I am. Thank you, Jesus. I don't need any more perfecting. But Scripture tells us plainly that he is faithful to complete the work he started in you. We are being transformed into the image of Christ. Scripture says that Jesus learned what it was like to suffer through obedience. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. In other words, he suffered to do God's will. And he knows what it costs. He knows what it's like to go through a fiery trial. He knows what it's like to be so under so much pressure that he sweat drops of blood. He knows we have a high priest that sympathizes with our infirmities, with our weaknesses, with our suffering, with our trials, with our pain. Thank you, Jesus. He knows what it's like because he walked the earth fully God and fully man. And yet he did not sin. And he is our way of escape. So when the trial comes, and it will, I hate to prophesy this to you, but the trial will come. The test will come. The circumstances that are unpleasant will come. The suffering will come. I hate to tell it to you. But when it comes, we need to settle in. We need to get in the Word. We need to meditate on the scriptures of victory. We need to hunker down in faith when the trials come. Jesus said this. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You need to get in the Word. Put your nose in the Scripture. Put your eyes on the Scripture. Put your ears on the Scripture. Listen to yourself confessing it, warring with it, standing. Listen, trial won't last forever. But they will come. And you know what? The trying of our faith produces patience. In my life, when the trial comes, it eventually produces patience, but sometimes it produces other things first. It shows me what is in me that is not like Jesus. And it's not God that brings the trials. I don't want you to get mad with God. You need to get mad with the devil. You need to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. You need to submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Many times when people go through trials, that's when they fall into great sin. By great, I mean big, not good. So we need to get it straight. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. My church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services, three separate messages. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. If you are not in the region, I got you. I've got you back. You can watch that first service online at ahop.online, ahop.online. It's free to register. You want to go deeper with us? Get into the virtual healing, prophecy, and deliverance rooms, the virtual life group, the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice, the virtual community. It's all there for you if you need us, ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the upcoming live Q&A, Exposing Hindering Spirits. Go to my Eventbrite page right now and sign up. It's free. If you can't watch it live, No worries. You can still send in your question. I'll answer as many as I can, and you can watch the replay. The hindering spirit is rising in this season, and I've had enough. So I'm putting my foot down, and you should too. JenniferLeClaire.org/events is where you're going to find that exposing hindering spirits. Sign up, and I'll send you the link to watch it, either live or you can also watch the replay. That's why you want to sign up, because if you miss it, I can't reach you to send you the link if you don't sign up. So go sign up, JenniferLeClaire.org/events. We're going to read today. Well, before we get started, share this with somebody. Drop it on your, drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. And share with your friends and followers. Let me know where you're coming in from. What city, what nation, I'd like to know. All right. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. Come on, we're going to walk in the spirit and win in the warfare. Today's devotion is titled, See the Light. See the Light. And here's what the Lord says. I am your healer and I am your deliverer. So don't look around and about and see the darkness. Look around and about and see the light. For I am your expectation and your hope, says the Lord. I am the one who causes you to walk in victory. I am the one who has seated you far above all principalities and powers. You are seated in a position of rulership, says the Lord, and you have authority over the works of darkness. Don't come up under them, but begin to resist them. Speak out against them, says the Lord. Sound the alarm and let all those around you, around and about you, know what you that you have won the victory. Let everybody know. This reminds me when I was in jail, falsely accused of a crime I did not commit, and the Holy Spirit showed me that I will be out on the 40th day. Well, I got saved in the jail, and when the Lord showed me that I'd get out on the 40th day, I didn't know better than to tell everybody, and nobody believed me. Nobody believed me. Everybody thought I was going to go to prison for 10 years. Nobody believed me. I told my bunkie. Oh, she says, girl, you're going down. I told the corrections officer. She says, honey, I hope you're right. I told my mother. She cried and said, oh, she didn't believe me. Nobody believed me. But we have to continue to hold steadfast to the word in the trial, in the war, in the high times, in the low times, in the valley, on the mountaintop, in the desert, when the river's flowing. We got to stand on the word. He is our great reward, and we are seated far above. We've got authority. We got to speak the word. We got to resist the devil. Come on, somebody. God is good. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy on my website at JenniferLeClaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree from Victory Decrees. Father, remind me of where I really stand and sit in the spirit realm. Holy Spirit, put me in remembrance of who I really am and the victory that belongs to me. Help me see rightly in Jesus' name. I decree that the light in me overtakes the darkness around and about me. I declare I am healed, delivered, and walk in total freedom in Christ as I resist the wicked one. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, how grateful we are that you are so good. You are our victory banner. You've given us the victory. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We exalt you. We lift up the name above every name, the name of Jesus, the name of the Most High God, the name Emmanuel, the name Jehovah Rapha, the name Jehovah Gabor. Hallelujah. You are the God who fights our battles. You go before us to make a way for us. You are our rear guard. There's no one like you. You surround us with favor like a shield, and your angels encamp around us because we fear your name. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory, and we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Oh God, would you forgive us for all the times we doubted you, all the times we second-guessed you, all the times we didn't believe you when you said, I am the victory. I am your victory banner. I am your great. Lord, forgive us for all the times when our faith was weak and victory was lost. Help us, Lord, to get back up again and pick up our sword and swing it again and grab our shield of faith and hold it high again and strap on that belt of truth once again and put on the helmet of salvation one more time as we go to the battle with our shoes of peace and our breastplate of righteousness and our sword of the Spirit. We're going to swing it and swing it and swing it because you've already done it. You have left us here to enforce your will, to preach the gospel, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Freely we have received and freely we shall give. Such as we have, we give it unto those who need it. Oh, that in the name of Jesus, they would rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, marriages would be restored in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes will open in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears begin to hear. God, help us to walk in the victory that overcomes the world, to walk in faith, to walk in love, to walk with a confidence and a boldness that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. You are our victory banner. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the one who defeated death, hell, and the grave. You spoiled the principalities and the powers, making an open show of them. You put them to shame. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is our legal position. And that means that we are far above all principalities and powers and every ruler, every spiritual wickedness, all darkness. We are above. We are beyond. You are with us, in us, for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the one who goes with us to fight for us against our enemies and to give us the victory in the name of Jesus. Just like you gave Joshua the victory, you're going to give us the victory. We've already got it. You've already done it. You've already won it. Help us, Lord, to see that the devil is no match for your spirit that is within us. The devil is no match for the Christian who walks in Christ, who walks in the Spirit, who doesn't walk according to the deeds of the flesh, who casts down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Help us to see who we are in you and who you are in us. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in every battle when we're led by him, when we're moved by him, when we speak his word out of our mouth. I thank you, Lord. It's like a double-edged sword coming out of our mouth, chopping the enemy to bits. I thank you, Lord. We know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Even when we feel weak, you are strong. When we feel like we can't take another step, we can look to you. We can gaze upon your beauty. We can wait upon the Lord who renews our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not walk. We will walk and not faint. God, thank you that you are our strengthener. Thank you that you have become everything that we need. You are. You always were and you always will be. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So thank you, Jesus. With God, we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. I thank you, Lord, that you're treading down our foes. I thank you, Lord, that the enemy of our soul is no match for you. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us your word, which is the sword of the Spirit, so that we can swing it and take down every enemy, every Goliath, every wicked one that would dare defy the Christ in us, the lion of the tribe of Judah. So thank you, Lord, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We will not trust in horses. We will not trust in chariots. We trust in the Lord our God. And I thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. We are up to anything and everything in Christ. Nothing is too hard for you, Jesus. So nothing is too hard for us when we live and move and have our being in you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. It's not an insufficient grace. It's more than enough grace. It's not just sufficient. It's more than sufficient. And your power is made perfect in our weakness. I said your power. Thank you, Jesus. That's your power. Thank you, Lord, that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we will say, like Paul the Apostle, that we can boast all the more gladly of our weaknesses, so that the power of Christ, the power of Yeshua, the power of Yeshua, oh Jesus, that the power of the Anointed One may rest upon us. For the sake of Christ, we are content with anything and everything. We are content with weaknesses. We are content with the insults. We are content with the hardships. We are content with the persecutions. We are content with the calamities. For when we are weak, then we are strong. I thank you, Lord. We are strong in you and the power of your might. We are strong in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are super conquerors. Hallelujah. We are strong in you and the power of your might. I thank you, Lord, that your might is on the inside of us. The might of God Almighty is on the inside of us. And we are strong in you. We are strong in the strength of your might. We are strong in Christ. I thank you that we do take up the whole armor of God so that we can withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all we know to do, we're going to stand and stand firm, because you are able to make us stand. You are able to help to strengthen our backbones, to give us an enduring spirit. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So I thank you, Lord, that we have enough faith to overcome every demon power that attacks us. I thank you, Lord, we have enough faith to run through a troop and leap over a wall. I thank you, Lord, that we have enough faith to decree your word and expect to see it established, because you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Lord, that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, he teaches our hands to battle, and he teaches our fingers to war, and he reminds us of the truth that we need to fight and war with against the enemy of our soul. And even though we fall down sometimes, we know the righteous man falls down seven times and gets back up again. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you lead us in a triumphal procession. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. I thank you, Lord. You are the one who conquered the world. You conquered death. You conquered hell. You conquered the grave. You conquered every demon power in the name of Jesus. And you've given us your authority. Hallelujah. You have given us your authority. You have delegated your authority to us. You have given us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We believe that you are who you say you are, that you are the glorious, victorious warrior God, that you are the God who never loses a battle, that you are the Almighty God, and we believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. Victory belongs to Jesus. We believe you. Victory belongs to the Lord God Almighty. We believe you. You've already done it. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who sees us. You are the one who helps us. What shall we say to all the things coming against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? So we give you all the praise, all the glory. You are our majesty. You are the King. You are the Lord. You are the bright and morning star. So thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Share this quickly with somebody. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Twitter. Share it via Messenger. Do what you got to do. Get it up on Telegram. Let's roll with it. We're going to go into this next segment on prayers when you're in a fiery trial. Let me get my coffee. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Jesus. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I love Isaiah 43, verse 2. Let me read this to you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. What an emphatic statement. What a promise. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. You know, Peter said, beloved, think it not strange, or another translation says, do not be surprised at the fiery trial, the fiery ordeal that has come on to test you as though something strange were happening to you. I always think it's strange when the trial comes. I'm never expecting it. Are you? Come on now. And scripture tells us to count it all joy. Huh. Count it all joy. I remember being a young believer and thinking, what kind of advice is this? You know, count it all joy, my brothers. I said, good, it doesn't apply to the sisters. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various kinds of trial, for you know that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We need to learn how to see our trials from a different perspective. Let's ask God to help us do that. I know many of you are suffering. You're struggling. Let me just encourage you. God is with you. It's going to be okay. Amen. It's going to be all right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are so good, that you are with us in the trial. You are with us in suffering. You are with us in the pain. Father, would you forgive us for all the complaining and the murmuring and the moaning and the groaning and for disobeying your word? You tell us, don't think it's strange. And yet we do think it's strange. We don't expect the trials. We expect to live high on the hog, to have everything our way. And then here comes the devil. Here comes life. Lord, forgive us because we don't count it all joy. Most of us, if we're honest, we're not counting it all joy when diverse trials come against our lives, testing our faith. We don't like it. But Father, would you help us? Help us to shift our attitude. Help us to walk like Jesus walked. He faced trials and he didn't have a meltdown. He didn't act poorly. So help us, Lord. You tell us to rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Lord, I know we need endurance. You tell us that endurance produces character. Lord, we need better character. We need stronger character. Your word tells us character produces hope. And hope is the substance of, faith is a substance of things hoped for. So we need hope. And you tell us in your word, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So help us to rejoice in our sufferings. It's contrary to the world's way, but we are not citizens of this world. I mean, technically, we have all passports and driver's license. We are citizens of a world that cannot be seen. We are citizens of a kingdom called heaven. So help us, Lord, to remember that all this is temporary. Help us to remember that you are with us in the fire. You are with us in the water. You are with us in the rivers. When they seek to overtake us, help us to cry out to you, to keep us steady, to keep us ready. Help us to remain steadfast under trial, O God. Would you help us? Because you tell us in your word that when we remain steadfast under trial, we're blessed. For when we've stood the test, we're going to receive the crown of life, which God promised to us. You promised us the crown of life. You've written our names in the Lamb's book of life. So help us to stop being so surprised when the fiery trial comes upon us to test us, as though some strange things were happening to us. Help us to rejoice when we're sharing in Christ's sufferings. Help us to rejoice and be glad because you're working through it. You didn't send it, but you'll use it to purify us. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. I know you told us in the world we're going to have tribulation. You gave us the heads up. You weren't being negative. It wasn't a doom and gloom prophecy. It's just the truth. We're in the fallen world with living alongside people with the fallen nature who, by the influence of the flesh and the devil, steal, kill, and destroy. But you said it very plainly. You couldn't have been more emphatic in John 16:33. It is written, take heart, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So thank you, Lord. We thank you that no temptation has overtaken us that's not common to man. We thank you that you are faithful and you will not let us be tempted beyond our ability. But with the temptation, you will also provide the way of escape so we can endure it. And we know, Jesus, that you are our way of escape. We know, Isaiah 26, that we can keep our mind on you and you'll keep us in perfect peace despite the pain, despite the drama, despite the while you are still on the throne and you still hear and answer prayer. So we will rejoice in hope, according to Romans 12:12. We will be patient in tribulation. We will be constant in prayer, knowing that you hear our cries and you are with us. You are for us. And we know and we stand and we fight with Romans 8:28. For it is written that all things work together for the good to those who love you and are called according to your purposes. And we do love you, Lord. Despite what the enemy wants to say, the enemy accuses you to us night and day. The enemy wants to tell us you don't care. The enemy wants to tell us it's not worth it. The enemy wants to tell us, oh, all sorts of lies about ourselves, about you, about others. And we cast down those imaginations right now. We cast down those thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We will not believe the accuser of the brethren. We will not believe the father of lies. You will get us through this trial. And we will be better off when we come to the other side. We might go through the fire, but we won't even smell like smoke, and we certainly won't have burn marks. I thank you, Lord. It is written in 1 Peter 5:10. After we've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. We are looking forward to that time of restoration. We are looking forward to that time of confirmation, of strengthening. We're going to come out of this trial stronger. We're going to come out better. We're going to come out with more wisdom. We're going to come out with more peace and joy. We're going to come out with faith that's been purified with fire, pure as gold. We're going to come out ready for the next adventure. We're going to come out ready for the promotion you have for us. We're going to trust in you with all of our heart. And we won't be surprised next time the fiery trial comes. Or if we are, we won't stay surprised at long, very long. We won't think some strange thing is happening. We're going to know what's happening. We're going to know that we can get through it, whatever happens. Our mindset, we're going to set our minds and keep them set right now. We say that whatever comes our way, it's going to work to our advantage. What the enemy means for harm, God, you will turn it for good. So we're going to rejoice in our sufferings. We're not going to fear suffering. We're going to count it all joy when we meet with various trials. We're going to rejoice that now, even for a little while, if necessary, we're grieved by the trials we face. But we're not going to be anxious for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we're going to let our requests be made known to you, God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And in the midst of the trial, we're not going to go our own way. We're not going to flesh out. We're setting our mind ahead of time. We're going to submit James 4:7. We're going to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. We're going to resist the devil, and he's going to flee from us. And even if the trial doesn't end when the devil flees, we know that you are still with us, and you will never leave us or forsake us, even to the end of the age. So we're not going to lose heart, and we're going to keep standing for the truth, and we're going to rejoice in you, Because who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not famine, not nakedness, not peril, not sword, not trial. Nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we magnify your name, Jesus, because your name is greatly to be praised. Your name is the name above all names. Your name is the name at which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are Lord. You are Lord. You are our Lord. You're not just our Savior. You're our Lord. You are not just our Savior. You are our Lord. So we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. And we pledge allegiance to the Lamb who took away our sins, the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the earth or the foundation of the world. We give you praise in the trial, in the trauma, in the drama. We give you praise. We're going to praise our way through the fire. We're going to praise our way through the rivers. We're going to praise our way through the waters because you are with us and you deserve the highest praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, take comfort. Take comfort. I know life is hard, but God is good. I said, I know life is hard, but God is good. I said, I know life is hard. I've been through it. We've all been through it. Let's be kind to one another, huh? Let's believe the best and think, but you know, maybe this person's going through a trial. Amen. Let's just love one another. Let's not engage in strife. And Lord, teach us to cast out the scorner so the strife can cease. Teach us to shut down all the nasty thoughts and accusations. That, Lord, help us. Because we don't want to bring trials on ourselves. We don't want to bring discipline on ourselves. We don't want to open a door for the enemy. So many of our trials are because of the decisions we make. Oh, I'm meddling now. Can I be honest with you? Some of our trials are because we've made poor decisions. If you marry the wrong person, you're going to end up in a trial. Who decided to marry that person? You did. I did. Come on. If you take the wrong job, you're going to suffer for a little while until you find the right job. Come on. Come on. We make decisions that bring trials in our own life. God's not bringing the trials. The enemy will try you. It's our decisions. And we suffer for obeying God sometimes too. But you know what? Scripture says it's better to suffer for what you did right than for what you did wrong. If you suffer with patience for the things you did wrong, there's no real credit in that. But when you suffer patiently for the things you're doing right, God likes that. He doesn't like that you're suffering, but he likes your good attitude. We've got to learn to keep a good attitude. I know it's not easy. We all go through these things. God's wanting to help us. God's wanting to grow us. God's wanting to heal us. God's wanting to deliver us. God's wanting to show us things to come. But you know, there's these things called hindering spirits too, and they'll try us. These hindering spirits, these demon spirits. I want you to go right now. Remember, well, there's a couple things. If you're going to come for our Pentecost Sunday service, Tongues of Fire, this is an unforgettable Pentecost experience. We've been doing the Tongues of Fire, I think, since 2020, I think. But we started doing the Tongues of Fire services. This is crazy wild. Crazy, crazy wild. Tongues of Fire. You can register for that. It's free to come. JenniferLeClaire.org/events. But these hindering spirits, I've got a Q&A. I'm going to do a live Q&A. And, you know, it might not be a time that's convenient for you to watch. But if you'll register, I'll send you the replay. You won't go having to hunt down, trying to figure, where did I stream it? Can I watch it? The hindering spirits are really raging right now. I'm telling you. And people all around me are telling me the same thing. And so I want to do this Q&A with you, for you. You can register. It'll say it's an Awakening House of Prayer, but that's just because they won't let me put in a link without adding a Zoom. I don't want to do all that right now. This is a live Q&A. I'll probably be on, It's on April the 19th. And if it's not a convenient time for you to watch it, register. I'll send you the replay. I promise you I will. I'll send you the replay, and you can get some questions. I'm going to pray at the end, too, because these demon powers, they delay us, they discourage us, they derail us, and we need to get on top, get over the top of these things and take and put them under our feet. So I'm going to do this Q&A, jenniferleclair.org/events. I'm trying to read something and talk at the same time. Never works well. jenniferleclair.org/events. You're going to see it. It's called Exposing Hindering Spirits. It is an online event. Go there and register while you can. I'm not going to mention this every day. The Elijah Company Intensive is coming up April 25th, 26th, 27th. The Mass Deliverance Service is on the 27th. We've got three seats left. If you're coming, if you've applied and you've been accepted, register now, because your application doesn't secure your seat. If you want to apply one of those last two seats, globalpropheticcenter.com, globalpropheticcenter.com. Look for the intensives, look for the Elijah Company, and apply quickly. And then get your ticket quickly. Now, you can also watch this online, guys. Many of you, you don't have to come in person. You can watch this online. There are 7 sessions, Q&A, prophetic exercises, altar calls. It's a very prophetic immersive experience. It's amazing. People get healed, delivered, set free, build relationships. Now, if you're going to have strife, I'm not going to let you in the door. There's a couple people I'm already going to disinvite. That's why I know there's 2 seats left. There's 2 people who registered are going to be disinvited if they haven't already been. Because we're not having strife in the conference. It's not going to happen. Elijah Company Intensive, globalpropheticcenter.com. So that is a paid event. Exposing Hindering Spirits is a free event. Tongues of Fire is a free event. If you're in South Florida, I'm on a series now on developing an accurate prophetic lens and a prayer evangelism. You can come to my church in South Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Davie, Florida, which is about 15 minutes from the airport. And you can come to one of our 3 Sunday services. We have 3 different messages every Sunday. But guys, there's no worship at 4 p.m. So don't come at 4:45 because you won't be able to get in. I'll be done. We usually end by 5. Amen. We're going to have healing school in a few weeks. And so if you're in South Florida and you need healing, you come out and listen to the word and get healing. I'll let you know about that. God is good all the time. And School of the Spirit will launch this week, God willing. Looks like we're closing in on it. Maybe tomorrow I'll make the big announcement. Because when we launch, there's going to be some free stuff on there you're going to want to grab. And from now on, I'm going to give you something free every month, a free class every month. So make sure you get on my mailing list, especially if you're not on this every day. You know, some people's like, why can't you just put it on YouTube? Well, because I'm put it on YouTube. You know, you put things on YouTube and then they get lost and people forget. But when I'm putting them in your dashboard, and this platform we have is beautiful. When we put it in your dashboard, it's there for you. You don't have to want, you will forget about it. You don't have to wonder where it is. You don't have to go look for it. You don't have to have ads interrupting in the middle of it while you're trying to watch it. Come on. I love YouTube, but I'm trying to build a community because we've got a lot of bells and whistles on our new platform that I'm going to roll out slowly over the next month, including communities and different things like that, affiliate programs where you're going to be able to sign up to be an affiliate. And, you know, you can take the sales page link for a course and share it on your social media, and you can get paid to share the link to the course. You get some of your courses free that way. I mean, I've got so many bells and whistles. I can't tell you anymore. I keep blowing my stack here. I can't tell you anymore, but stick with me. Get on my email list and make sure you're opening the emails, because if you don't open the emails, you get taken off the list within a few months because we're not going to pay to send emails to people that don't open them. I'm a stickler. I'm a good steward. Amen. Amen. So do that. JenniferLeClair.org/events. Tongues of Fire. Exposing Hindering Spirits. And what? I don't know, but get involved in what's going to bless you. Amen. If you want to sow into the ministry today, we'd sure appreciate it. The giving has been way down. Nobody's really giving anymore. On the morning broadcast, 1 or 2 people, I'm not sure why. I don't know if you just don't like the broadcast or if you're having financial issues or stress or what's going on, but we could use your help. We've spent over $100,000 in the last few months transitioning this platform and not being able to provide courses and different things that run and help the ministry. So if you want to sow, please do that at jenniferleclair.org/donate. You can become a partner there. You can sow a one-time seed there at jenniferleclair.org/ donate. You can use the text to give, text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. Follow the prompts. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $ prophetic books. Cash App is $ prophetic books. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is @Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is @JenniferLeClaire. You can use the PayPal. PayPal.me/JenniferLeClaire. PayPal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. info@JenniferLeClaire.org. You can use the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33303. And I just thank you, Lord, for all those who are sowing, all those who are giving. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless this back to the givers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for the multiplication of this seed. And Father, lift up all those under the sound of my voice, all those who read my books, who are listening now, who are listening later, the schoolofthespirit.tv students, the Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students, the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church members, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and my local church here in Fort Lauderdale, Awakening House of Prayer. Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from causing evil and pain. God, give us this day our daily bread. Deliver us not into evil. Help us resist temptation. Help us to walk in your spirit, to walk in peace, to walk in love, to walk in joy, to walk circumspectly. Help us, Lord, to be selfless, preferring others, honoring people, praying for all men as your word commands. Help us, Lord, to engage in effective intercession and pursue your heart, your presence, your will, your way, your path in everything we do. Restore marriages, bring home prodigals, heal bodies, deliver people from evil, God, and in Jesus' name, save the lost in our family. We give you all the praise and all the honor, all the glory in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Remember, JenniferLeClaire.org, kidding it all and exposing hindering spirits, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. Elijah Company, GlobalPropheticCenter.com, AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. I'll see you on the other side, guys. Have a breakthrough day.